This is the Greg and Greg Show. It's not the Greg and Greg Show. This is my favorite show because I'm on this show. It's the Greg and Greg Show.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Tom Green.
Hey, Tom Green. Good to see you.
Rouse Race.
One time we were at a comedy club, my wife and I, to see a bunch of my buddies, and my friend Daniel was up on stage, and lurking around the back of the comedy club was Tom Green.
Was he doing his Tom Green act?
No, he was standing there trying to mind his own business.
Oh.
And I was just drunk enough to where I was like, hey, I'm going to go talk to Tom. So I walk over, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, hey, Tom, what are you doing? He's like, oh, hey, man, you know, nothing, just hanging out. We've got a show here in like a day or two. So small talk ensued.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife walked up.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, hey, this is my wife, Erica. And he was like, hey, nice to meet you. And then I'm pretty sure that I was like, if you want to go home with her, you can. Because I thought that it would be funny if Tom Green hooked up with my wife.
What is wrong with you?
Obviously, I didn't really mean it, but...
But then he took your wife home.
No, he didn't. Thank
Erica,
God.
Do you always compare your husband to Tom Green?
Yeah, it was pretty stupid of me. Or I was either like, you can take her home, or I was like, she's really hot. Like, you should hook up with her. So I was saying something really, really stupid.
Drunken idiot.
All right, it's Friday, so let's get into some headlines here, bubs.
Headlines followed by... What was the name? What's the name of their bit?
It's called... OMG, what?
OMG, what? Sounds like fun on a bun.
First off, I'd like to thank my computer for being the worst printer ever. I did not select all of this crap. And you see how it just kind of
prints
jumbled
it randomly?
Yeah, just prints it random. So
what have we got?
Well, the headline is actually covered up by a picture of Gisele Bündchen, so ooh. I'm not real sure what the headline is. But
so read it with Gisele in the title.
Okay, so here's what we have. Taylor Swift is picture of Gisele Bündchen at her next album, sort of.
Is she done with her next album?
She has an idea for what her next album is going to be
about.
Let
me guess. Breakup songs with boys.
That's probably what every one of them is going to be about. And let's see. This one will probably have a song called 24.
I'm feeling 24. My knees are starting to hurt a little bit. And my face is getting a little droopy. I'm feeling 24.
I need some Botox. Yeah. Yeah,
it's all downhill from here.
She told a reporter backstage at the CMT Music Awards, "It's starting. The anxiety is starting, and when the anxiety starts and the writing happens right afterwards, usually. So maybe her next album is going to be real schizo-ish because she's really anxious. So it's going to be like, I'm feeling 24. Oh my God, did I lock my door? Oh my God, I've got to go to the store. Oh my God, ha, ha! And then she has a mental breakdown right in the middle of it. What do you think? Good? Good album? You think so?
Next story.
The next story is about Amanda Bynes.
Oh, lovely.
Not really. She is not lovely anymore.
Mm.
She used to be really cute, but now she just looks like a swollen duck puffy drag queen.
Yes, with piercings on her cheeks and her face is all messed up. What happened?
She's getting ugly, man. She tweeted about, you know, she's been writing all kinds of stuff to Drake. She's been reaching out to Drake.
Like, about murdering her lady parts?
Yeah. Drake obviously has nothing to do with that.
I saw a clip online of a person handing him a CD to sign, and he goes, hey, Drake, have you murdered Amanda Bynes' lady parts? And he hands the CD back after he signed it, and he just shakes his head, nope.
Good, smart, distance, stay far away. I'm not a huge Drake fan, but that's some good advice I can pass on to him. Anyway,
I don't mind the Drake. I think he's pretty decent.
She's been tweeting about him again, and she's calling him ugly.
She calls everybody ugly.
That's kind of her go-to.
Yeah, you're ugly.
You're ugly.
No, you're ugly.
You're ugly.
No, but you're the ugliest.
You're the ugliester.
You're the ugliest times infinity.
You're the ugliest times infinity times two.
Double infinity?
Double infinity.
All the way?
You're so ugly that it's so ugly.
We're talking ugly!
Okay, let's see. This is going to be the OMG what story.
All right, so hold off on that guy.
And I'll tell you, it's not... Last week was about a person. This is about something.
Okay.
So you'll have to guess that. Mm-hmm. I found a headline that tells you exactly what is wrong with your car and how to fix it. Or do you care?
Nothing's wrong with my car.
If there's something wrong with your car, this could be what it is.
Well, what is it?
First, you need to check the cooling system. Overheated engines are the number one cause of breakdowns.
So even if my little spiky guy is in the middle...
Could be hot, especially here in Texas where it's really hot.
All right. Well, nothing's wrong with my car, so
okay,
that's good.
On that. And then I thought this one was kind of funny. This is from Hoosick Valley High School. Do you know where that is?
No.
I don't either. It's in...
I know where Sweet Valley High is. That's where the teen books
Maybe this is close to where you were living when you were in New York City, because it comes straight from Skagtikoke, New York.
That's upstate.
Shag... S-C-H-A-G-H-T-I-C-O-K-E.
That's definitely upstate. That's
That is crazy. What language is that?
Sad note, Manhattan, Long Island, and Westchester are a completely different state than the rest of New York. When you get up into like the main part of New York, like Albany, it's not the same state at
Absolutely.
All.
It's all country. There's
it's
nothing out there.
It's really country.
Yeah. It's I mean, it's kind of no man's land.
Oh.
It's freezing no man's land.
Yeah, it's freezing mountainous no man's land.
Yeah, with some trees here and there. Mm. Okay, so this is from Shagtikoke, New York.
Mm.
Officials at a small school, officially at a small school district in upstate New York say, an honest mistake, quotations, led to a student being identified in the yearbook as, what do you think? Just give
ho.
Me... Okay, ho. Give me another one.
Skank.
No.
Ugly ho.
I don't think it's about a girl.
Douchey. smelly.
Nope.
Greg Jake-esque.
The label appears in photo captions of the high school yearbook at Hoosick Valley, blah, blah, blah.
Give me a little info about the kid. What do you look like?
The acting superintendent, Amy Goodell, tells the Troy Record a non-intentional honest mistake resulted in some members of the track and field team being labeled
Black.
With made-up names.
Black kid.
Several students were identified simply as this word. Corrections are being made, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so the words that were printed in the yearbook for one kid was tall, creepy, smiley kid. Another one was some tall guy. Another one, I guess the kid was kind of standing a little bit away from the rest of the group. So they titled him Isolation Kid.
Nice.
And then another one was simply identified as someone, which is pretty funny.
That's just lazy yearbooking.
Okay, so it's time for our segment called OMG What?
OMG What?
Let's see if I can do this. Okay, this is about a movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that a movie that's going to come out this weekend is going to lose to another movie that's going to come out this weekend.
Oh, wow, that's really descriptive.
So the first one, the one that's going to lose is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It stars really it has two really big stars.
I know the answer.
It's set to follow in the footsteps of Will Smith's After Earth, which failed.
I know what it is.
Now You See Me.
I know what it is.
Okay, what's the comedy?
The comedy is The Internship
and
with Vince Vaughn and the other dude and Owen Wilson.
Yeah? And then what movie do you think it's going to lose to? It's a low budget. It's a $3 million movie.
Uh-huh.
They expect it to bring in $25 million.
What other movies coming out this week?
The Internship was set to launch with a $15 million budget, or it's set to make $15 million. It's going to lose to the movie in question, and it's probably also going to lose to Fast and Furious 6.
What's the movie about?
Let's see.
I know it's...
They're saying that the movie is an attack on the Tea Party. I read that somewhere. It's gotten 48% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The movie is set in the near future. It takes place in a world
where... Oh, Police Academy 7.
That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Something is forbidden for 364 days out of the year.
Oh, The Purge.
The Purge.
The Purge looks like it's going to be awesome.
Oh, gee, what? It's going to lose to The Purge.
Well, yeah, because The Internship looks like it's going to suck.
It looks like it's going to be, to me, it's going to be Wedding Crashers Part 2.
Without it being Wedding Crashers.
Right, they're crashing Google.
That's Google Crashers.
Google Crashers is what they should call it.
That would have been a better title.
The Purge is interesting to me. I don't know if I would see it, but the whole concept is interesting.
Like, a party takes over America, essentially, and everything's banned except for one day a year where you can do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
which is crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy talk.
That is Trey Peart crazy talk. Mm-hmm. So imagine, and I was thinking about this.
Dragons.
Like, I was thinking about this in my neighborhood.
No.
I'm not gonna acknowledge your imagine. Just acknowledge.
No, imagine them. Dragons.
They are majestic animals.
Imagine them. Okay, now continue.
I was thinking about the people in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. and if they were like, hey, okay, you can do whatever you want. I don't think anybody within my neighborhood would try to come and murder us.
No.
You know what I mean? I think that's mostly like inner city people, because they're like...
That's racist.
They're inner city. How's that racist?
Inner city people, if you know what I mean.
I didn't say if you know what I mean.
You implied the I know it. Look, if you know what I mean.
I used to live in the city. Am I being racist towards myself?
Yes.
No.
You're being...
There's a lot of white people that live within the city, and Asians.
Inner city. You know,
okay, you're
those
thinking,
inner city folk.
You're thinking New York inner city people.
No, those inner city folk. You
fine.
Know what I'm talking about.
Fine. I'll call it out. The black man.
You're afraid of him.
No, I'm not afraid
you're
of him.
You're afraid of him.
I love the black man.
That explains that video I saw.
Yeah. I love them long time.
Greg Jake Jungle Fever 2.
Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, The Purge looks really good. It looks in like an interesting movie. You don't mm-hmm. get good horror movies that often. What's
especially
the last good horror movie you saw? Mine was Insidious. I thought that was a pretty damn good movie.
I didn't see that one. I haven't seen any good horror movies in a long time. What was the one where the group of maniacs just invade a house for no reason just because they were home?
Funny Games?
No, I don't think that's what it was called.
There is a horror movie called Funny Games.
This one was about, like, I don't know, these
strangers?
People.
Strangers?
Maybe it was Strangers. The Strangers. Mm. That's what it was. It was pretty good.
Mm.
The concept of just being home because you're the only people home.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing that you're going to get murdered because you're at home.
I'm not into the over-gore stuff, like the Saw. The first Saw was pretty good.
I loved the first Saw.
The first Saw was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
The twist, did not see it coming.
I did not. My buddy Ramon saw it immediately.
Mm.
And like I'd already seen it once, so I went to see it with him. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's the dude dead. It's the dude laying in the middle of the room. I'm like, how do you know that?
Mm.
He's like, because who else would it be?
I did.
He's in a band called The Murder Dolls, so he should know.
Yeah, he should know.
Yeah.
I did ruin The Sixth Sense for an entire movie theater once.
That's awesome.
Because I was seeing it, and as the things were piling up, I was just like, oh, he's dead.
And oh. And here comes the popcorn, the milk
duds. I said that
out
loud and everybody was like, huh?
Oh. Oh, man. OMG, what?
OMG, what?
Man, you ruined a whole movie. I used to do a bit when I was in San Antonio where I would ruin movies like the day that they would come out.
The twist, you'd uh-huh. say the twist.
Yeah, I'd go on the air and be like, okay, if you're on your way to see. And
you were
I
the
did
Snape
it.
Kills Dumbledore guy?
Yeah, I was movie ruiner. Oh, people hated me for that.
Oh, dude.
Good times.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of mad at my friends that are Game of Thrones fans.
Right. Why?
Because the books are out and mm-hmm. they're readable and they've done it.
Yeah.
And one of my friends today is going, oh, I can tell you something awesome is going to happen.
Mm.
I don't want to know what's awesome is going to happen.
Right. You want to see it on the TV.
Yeah. Like the whole Red Wedding thing that happened.
Right.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, but it's in the book.
I knew something crazy was going to happen because everybody kept saying, oh my God. And I'm like, oh, went down.
Yeah.
Went down.
Some serious went down.
And then when I watched it, I was like, all right, something's going to happen. So I'm not really surprised. I was still surprised. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen on a TV show.
I heard it was just total bloody and guts.
Not even like that kind of bloody and guts. It's just the way that they killed people.
Yeah.
You're like, no way that they did they just do that on the TV.
And they did. Awesome. High five, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Taking it to a whole new level. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Greg and Greg Show. Thanks for listening. We're out for the weekend. We'll be back on Monday with some good stuff.
Or, you know,
or just stuff. Maybe stuff.
Yeah.
All right, facebook.com/ The Greg and Greg Show.
All right.
Talk to you on Monday.
See you Monday.
Boo-o.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.